When Mrs. Rocker wailed with laughter, I wasn't too sure how to take it. Had I failed to understand the task? Was it poorly written? Then, in her light and warm tone, she explained that it was a good laugh. Phew, what a relief. If it was mocking laughter, this could have drastically affected what I, an almost 7-year-old, did with my writing aspirations. Mrs. Rocker's infectious laugh carried over to other teachers in the classroom, too. Collectively, they praised the humor of the story, even though, at that age, I'm not entirely sure I intended for it to be funny. I thankfully took the teacher's response as a good sign for my writing. So, what was this hilarious story about, you may be asking? Well, the short fictional story I wrote was called The Messy House. It was about a married couple. The mom was fed up with doing all the housework, and the dad refused, putting it down to gender roles. But the line that captured the teacher's attention was the conclusion, where the mom desperately asked why the dad didn't help with the housework. The dad candidly responded with something along the lines of, "Because I'm the dad, and you're the mom, and that's the way it's supposed to be." Now, you may be thinking, why on earth was a pupil who should have been watching cartoons writing about such a lofty topic? And don't worry, I'm with you. I can't quite pinpoint what motivated me to write it. But what I can tell you is this is one of my earliest memories of discovering the power of my writing to touch people in such a moving way to the point of laughter.